It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bam, Bob. We are in October. It's bow season. It's starting to get a little snappy in the morning, but we still got this hangover from summer, which a lot of people really love. But what that allows us to do is just get outside and fire up a grill, man. But I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Yeah, and you'll be doing that today up at Ferris, won't you?
Yeah, I will. Today is homecoming at Ferris. My Bulldogs are out and after it. You know, there was 21 and 22 when they were the national champions in the Division II football league or football. And they're back at it. They aren't that team this year, but they're close. They're 3-1 already. And I just got to brag on them a little bit. Okay. Because
yeah, they're due.
Right. Well, they lost their first game. They went to a place called Pittsburgh State, and that's in Kansas, actually. And they lost 19-3. It woke their ass up, is what it did. Next game, they won 56-3. The next game, 43-3. Last week, they won 84-7. It lit them up, and the offense has come alive. But averaging 46 points per game, they're doing really well. 524 yards of offense. That is world-class stuff. But the one that I really like the best is the red zone percentage. When they get in the red zone, 77% of the time they're scoring.
That's great.
So these guys are on fire, and I'm looking forward to going up and watching it
today.
And
if you like watching football, D2 college football can be fantastic, and they don't get the best turnouts. And it's underappreciated. You know, everybody wants to go to the Big House or Spartan State. That's fine, but you can go to Grand Valley. You can go to Ferris. You can go to all sorts of schools. Western. I mean, you can go to a lot of schools that are not as big, but have just fantastic. They feed lots of teams to the upper leagues in the NFL.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not that that's an indicator, but it kind of is.
Yeah. So speaking about feeding people, one of the reasons I'm going as an alum, I was in a fraternity up there, and my brothers all host a big tailgate tent in the university sponsored section of the tailgate. So I'm going to go up there, just a simple little, going to bring them some scotch eggs, going to bring them the pulled pork, baked beans, and slaw. But the fun part about that is I'm planning on feeding a couple hundred people when I'm up there, and it's just an opportunity to get up. And when people are eating, they're standing around, they're BSing.
Are you going to get some buns from Wealthy Street Bakery?
They are on order. Yes, absolutely. Going to pick them up, or I already picked them up today, rather. I don't know what I'm thinking, because as soon as we get done here, I'm blowing town to get up there. Tailgate starts at 11, and we're done at 2 is kickoff. So
that sounds like a lot of fun. You got your wife's birthday this weekend too?
Yeah, it's actually today.
Oh.
And happy birthday, Lisa. Love you, baby. But we
so she's celebrating at Ferris with you.
Yeah, we're just going up. But again, the game starts at 2. We've got family in town. Her brother's going to his 45th high school class reunion in Hudsonville tonight. So he's home. So he's going up with us. We got to zip back so he can get over there by 5. So it's a whirlwind day. But she doesn't listen to the show anyway, but happy birthday, and we'll
let
we'll
me
have
tell
a lot
you about
fun.
Whirlwinds. Okay. I've had a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old in my house all week.
Ooh.
And we cut loose of them today, but I am ragged. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, but, you know, we did that in our 20s and 30s and 40s.
We had energy then.
Yeah, we had 5 kids, and we had plenty of 1s and 2-year-olds, and it changes your patterns.
Oh, yeah.
Your sleep patterns.
Oh, yeah.
The little guy woke up a couple times in the middle of the night, and that's I always tell my son and my daughter-in-law that he's a crisis actor.
Yeah.
Because he can turn on the cry. I mean, he'll just turn it on.
Yeah.
There's no trauma.
This is Jordan's kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
His name is Misha.
Yeah.
And he just loves me. I mean, he can't get enough of me, which I, of course, love because all my
grand- maybe need to check that kid as he gets a little older.
All my granddaughters, you know, are absolutely crazy about their grandma.
Sure.
All kids love their grandmas, of course.
Right.
But he is very, very much enamored with his papa.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's maybe 14 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking, putting together sentences. He's got these words he says anyways that they don't make any sense. Awaja. Awaja.
Yeah.
So you learn to speak his language.
Right.
The kid eats like a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And it comes out the other end in the same fashion.
Yeah. You know, well, yeah. You're busy. Huh?
Oh my gosh. That kid can fill a diaper. So, yeah, I've
takes after his grandpa. That
definitely,
way.
Definitely had my share of that.
Yeah,
but his mom and dad had a nice trip, and they're picking him up today. And
well, there you go.
They were in Aruba for a delayed honeymoon.
Yeah,
nice for them.
Yep, real nice for them. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a great place.
Other
to
than
go.
That, shooting my bow, I actually had to detune it.
Yeah, I think you said that to me before. That it, was it,
I'm
too strong.
Weak. I'm just getting weak.
Well, we're getting older,
pumped
Bob.
Up to 74 pounds, and I'm talking to all my buddies, and they go, "Yeah, mine's at 55." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I don't need to be the He-Man anymore."
Right.
And I want to pull it back.
Yeah, I wimped out long ago and went to the crossbow, and you just pull that thing back with a crank.
Well, last year I noticed several times drawn on animals that was like, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get it back."
Right.
And I just thought, geez, I got to work harder or no, back this thing down. So now it's still tough to pull. I'm at 65 now.
Yeah.
And that's still a bit to pull back, but I don't have to adjust my sights at 65 pounds.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's all about that whole practice thing. If you know, I mean, I got to believe at 75 and 65 at 30 yards or less, that arrow's pretty consistent.
It didn't make an inch of difference.
Right. Yeah.
So
exactly.
It was overtuned.
Oh,
thanks to Merle.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Our friends at Allen Bob's aren't around anymore, but they did a great job while they were there.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. Yeah. And it's a Bowtech, and I love shooting it. And I do not get to go to deer camp this weekend, but next weekend I'm at it.
Well, you know, I think as the season moves on, it gets better and better toward the end of October, if I remember anything about it. The rut gets closer. I just don't like sitting in a tree when it's 75 degrees
no.
either.
And the mosquitoes
I mean,
are attacking.
Yeah, you're swatting bugs. You can't sit there quietly. I'm not complaining because you know that weather's beautiful. But hunting, 60 is about the top I want to be in. If it's 55 or 50,
and depending
it's
on
even
your
better.
Like I've got, I think 14 different stands now.
Okay.
So I can kind of choose based on the wind and what the patterns are doing where I'm going to sit.
Right.
And if it's morning or afternoon.
Right.
And in the afternoon, you got to be really careful because you said it. The bugs come out. The mosquitoes all reawaken.
Right.
And you're sitting up there and it's getting hot and you can't move to swat the darn things because you don't know when you're being watched.
Right.
And you're always being watched.
Yeah.
It's like the federal government's in the woods.
And the other thing is a big thing with deer hunting is concealing your scent or making sure that you're, where the patterns are, you're on the downwind
playing
side
the
of
wind.
That.
Yeah.
Playing that wind. And if you're up there and it's over 70 degrees, you don't have much camouflage on because you can't, you don't want to sit up there and sweat.
Right.
Right. And I think sweat has its own smell, I'm sure. I mean, you know, you smell a sweaty guy and you know it.
I try not to.
Well, I understand. Me too. But my point is that it's just one more thing to try to conceal.
I only smell dry guys.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's just one more thing to try to conceal. And
yeah.
It's tough when it's warm.
So you're right, though. The later into October you get, the more appealing it is all the way around. And,
yep.
And I think I need to get a hold of Babe and get him back on the show and
yeah,
see
sure.
when the rut starts this year.
Yep, yep. I wonder how the ticks did this year. When I think of Babe Winkleman, I always think of ticks.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's a crusader for protecting yourself from ticks. So
yeah.
he's a great dude. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about, once again, some fall veggies. It's happening right now. There's lots of stuff. Bob usually collects old tomatoes, and I'll let him tell you about that. But it's a wonderful ingredient. It sounds bad, but it's really
that's what
good.
I'll be known for
right, but
old
it's really
tomato
good
Bob.
Because Bob's going to talk about some homemade salsa. Man, it's the best. I've had it. It's amazing.
Well, this time of year, all the vegetable growers have
leftovers.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Yep. So coming up next, a little Bob's homemade salsa. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit GarrettsAppliances.com. That's GarrettsAppliances.com.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, the weather has not broke yet. We're still seeing the 70s every day. I can smell fall coming, but I don't really feel it yet.
Well, the beautiful thing is this time of year, it's still nice enough during the day that you're not really dreading the snow coming.
Right.
Because let's face it, when you have to start driving on icy roads, it's
no fun.
It slows everything down and it causes wrecks. And we all love the change of seasons, but this is the favorite changing time for me because I do have leaves changing, like all my hickory and sassafras and all that. They're dropping leaves like crazy.
Yep.
But we've had a bit of a dry spell too, and I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't understand it, but I live next to one.
Yeah, our prayers need to go out to the people that got hit by the hurricane. When you said it's been a dry spell, there's some that are suffering right here at home in America. That
amazing event and right. Amazing nothing from the government.
Right,
nothing.
Right,
they're actually blocking people. There's a ton. If you go on Twitter and look at all the people that are trying to rescue. They have certain authorities stopping people from going in and saying, give your donations and collections to us. We're going to distribute them.
Right.
There's no good reason for that.
Right.
You need an army right now. You're right next to Fort Bragg. You have an army.
Right.
Yep. Don't send them to Israel. Send them into your own country.
Right.
You got all those Chinooks.
People. Right.
You got all those, the 82nd Airborne, some of the greatest troops in the world. You can't go in there and rescue thousands of people.
Right.
They don't even know the numbers that have been wiped out because you can't drive through there. You need helicopters. And guess what we have?
Right.
Lots of them.
Right. And it is a very mysterious
there's no
quandary
mystery.
That's going on here. It's just,
don't get me going.
It's just wrong. I know, but I didn't want to. But at the end of the day, I feel bad because we send aid. We send billions of dollars all over the world.
Let's just ship it to Zelensky, the little
right.
Tranny crossdresser.
But anyway, easy. So let's talk about fall vegetables.
That's, no, he's not a tranny. You're right.
Right. But but anyway, let's talk about fall vegetables and what's
going
on.
Sorry, I'm pissed off. There's a lot of veterans out there, and you guys got to. It's time to unite, boys. It's time.
Yeah.
But it's also time to collect tomatoes. And if you are of the proclivity to do any of your home food processing, I would encourage you to do so because the ports are shutting down. And most of our food comes from the U.S., but I think you're going to see supply chain problems. And it'd be great to learn how to can right now.
Yeah.
It'd be great. And, like, I had a friend at work who said, who wants tomatoes? And I was just fixing to go up to my favorite tomato stand and buy them.
Right.
I went to their house after work, dude, I brought like four or five big boxes, and I looked at this field, and his wife came out, she'd already picked a bunch for me, and I said, no, I'm not taking the ones you picked. I'll go out and glean my own. There were thousands and thousands of Roma tomatoes out there.
So he has a big farm?
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like a couple acres in—
Well, that's a big garden, though.
In Byron Center.
Right, that's a big
garden. Well, I pick mostly Romas because I'm learning that those are the best for making tomato sauce.
they're meaty. They don't have all the seeds and liquid inside. Yeah, they're a meatier.
They also had tomato. A bunch of golden boys.
Ooh.
And my goodness, were those good. So I have tomatoes galore.
Yeah.
And I didn't use the smoker. I used the oven because I didn't really have enough charcoal to and want to mess around with it outdoors. Plus, so here's the technique. Here's what I really wanted to convey. Something I learned on TikTok or Twitter, whatever they call it, X, especially with aroma. Aroma is like a bulb, you know, it's like capsule shaped. So you cap it. You take the top off where the stem part is in about maybe a half inch of the tomato. And I took all my cookie sheets, my baking sheets from the kitchen and sprayed them down with Pam. And I cut the top of those off and I set them upside down and I stacked them up beautifully. It looked like a missile production factory and stacked them up. And I put them in the oven at about 350. And racks and racks and racks of them. And I baked them until the tops were turning a little black. So that tip.
The part that's touching the pan.
The tip, the pointed tip, which would be the bottom of the tomato, started turning
a
little.
Not touching the pan, but the top that's sticking up in the air. Okay, yep.
Turns a little bit brown, and I'd pull the sheet out. It's like a temperature gauge.
Okay.
Pull the sheet out, let it cool, put another rack in. What happens is the heat forces that. You know, my mom used to blanch the tomatoes before she'd can them.
To get the skins off?
And it was just a ton of work. My wife did that with her. And plus, they're really hot and hard to handle.
Sure.
With this, you let them cool, and you just grab it like a
with your fingers?
Pillow cover, your pillowcase, and you just pull it off.
Oh.
Beautifully.
And you don't want the skins in because...
I don't know. I don't
chewy
mind them.
Sometimes.
I usually leave them on when I do my salsa, but... I'm trying it this way because I'm told it's the best way to do it. And then if you're making sauce in particular, so I'm going to leave some of them on because seeing that black char in with the tomatoes, people know they have roasted tomatoes.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's kind of cool. But for the most part, the ones that are coming off easy, I'm taking off. And then I'm chopping them all up. And I had these giant bowls left over from the kitchen, right? Chopping them all up. I also bought from my favorite stand a bunch of jalapenos. Now, this guy sells jalapenos that are probably 3 to 4 inches long, and it's the end of the season, so the ones that I'm getting, half of them are already turning red, and they're getting that blistery look or, you know, the cracked skin and stuff, so they're just peeking out in flavor.
Right.
And a jalapeno is one of the most beautiful vegetables God ever made, in my opinion. And so these things are peak and red onions. So I'm chopping up these jalapenos. I'm going to leave the capsaicin or the placental fiber in the middle with the seeds. And the red onion, I'll peel back a layer or two, and I'll chop that up, and I'll chop up the jalapenos. Wear gloves, especially if you have to
go to the bathroom or don't rub your eye. Yeah.
And chop up the tomatoes. Now, the celery I grew in my own garden this year, it's a little tough because I'm not in Hudsonville. You have to be a muck farmer to grow good celery.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't grow it in Lowell. I learned that this
year. Sandbank.
So it still tastes like celery, but it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
So I'm putting all that through the processor, and I'm going to put some carrots through the processor. So you have the Holy Trinity. You have the you have the onion, celery, and carrot.
Yep.
So that's going to... The celery and carrot are just going to be a puree,
right?
If you will. And they're there for body and character and flavor profile. But then I've also got some fresh parsley because my wife doesn't like cilantro, but I'm going to try parsley.
Yeah.
And
just something cumin, a little green in it. For
and
color.
Then I'm going to can it.
Right. Yep. So
and I can it in my wife's, what do you call those, Instapot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Works great for canning.
Yeah. Good. That's awesome. Now, the roasting the tomato, that concentrates the flavor. It dries them out a little bit.
Yep.
And and when you get the skin off there, you've got tomato meat, if you will. And that's why you would roast those, because it concentrates the flavor. It takes some of the moisture out of the tomato and really concentrates
that's
the flavor.
That's what I believe, And like that year when I did the chili from the guy with the leftovers,
right?
Those were peaked out.
Yeah, yep. So coming up next, we're gonna continue our conversation on veggies in a little bit later in the show. But we've got a guy from a company called ThermoWorks. You've heard us talk about ThermoPens ad nauseum for years. And we're going to be talking with Chef Martin Earl from ThermaWorks. They've got a bunch of new products coming out, and we're going to kind of go through a few of them and let you know our opinion. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Hall Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Join us for happy hour Monday through Saturday from 4 to 7, with 30% off brick oven pizzas and $1 off beer and wine. Enjoy your meal and drinks on our large outdoor patio, or even take your pizzas to go. Happy hour deals also available at our sister location, Wealthy Street Bakery, which is on the corner of Wealthy and Union. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The weather's still awesome. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker. But when you do that, we get the question all the time, Bob, is if you had only one item to that you would recommend to the griller, I know what the answer is, and you know what the answer is, too.
It's a no-brainer. Right? And what's so nice is our partners in this are out in Utah, and their executive chef and trainer, Chef Martin, being in Utah on a Saturday morning, getting up this early to get on the Grilling Guys show, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the answer to the question is a high-quality thermometer. Temperature is everything when we're on the grill and the smoker. So, Martin, welcome to the show. It's good to hear your voice again. And we want to talk a little bit about ThermaWorks and all the great stuff that's going on this fall with you guys.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Job. It's great to hear you guys again, too. I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk to you.
Awesome. So, let's knock the top off this, right? You guys got a new product coming out. It's going to be a game changer. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so our new product is called RFX Meat. There's the RFX Meat and the RFX Gateway, and this is our entry into the wireless probe thermometer world. Now, there's a lot of people who have been taking up space in this world, and we have been really late to the game. But we always said, people asked us for years and years for a wireless probe thermometer, and we said, we're not going to put it out until we can put it out right.
But in your defense, you also didn't go to China to do it.
Yeah. We didn't just take the exact same thing and slap our label on it. We designed this thing, and we tested it, and like, we've been watching people walking up and down the street rolling the thing that tells you how far you've walked, the little roller, you know, checking distances and stuff like that out in front of the office for months. And, we did not just say, hey, China, send us whatever you got and we'll put our label on it.
Right.
Right. So somebody doesn't know what this is. What is an RF thermometer or probe? What's the uniqueness of it?
Yeah. RFX stands for radio frequency, I guess, extreme. But instead of using a Bluetooth connection between the probe and the base unit, we're using a radio frequency. So it's a sub gigahertz radio frequency that has much broader range, much longer range, and much deeper penetration. So, you know, for most wireless probe thermometers, you put it in the smoker, you put it in the grill, and you close the lid, and now you've got about 2 feet of range on your phone or on your base before that Bluetooth connection cuts off. That's because Bluetooth rays are really, really tiny. And so going through like the walls of a smoker, they get eaten up really fast. These are over 10 times longer wavelengths, and so they can pass through thicker things more easily. So you get deeper range and fewer dropped connections. Like, you know, that's the problem with wireless probes, is they're always dropping connections all the time. This one doesn't. It connects to the RFX gateway that connects to the Wi-Fi, and then you use the ThermalWorks app that you've already got because you got signals or something like that.
Right.
And you can track your cook from anywhere in the world. You can have your friend log in, you know, in Turkmenistan, and he can look at how your ribs are doing.
So if we plug this in, we can just toss off the cook to you and tell you to monitor it.
I'll call you when your ribs need to be ready.
Yeah, I need a real guy to watch this thermometer. So, but anyway, you know, Martin, what you just described happens to me. I have the signals. And I often am cooking for a lunch, right? So my meat goes on 10 o'clock at night, and I want to monitor it through the night. It sits on my nightstand. My smoker's maybe 100 feet away from my bedroom window, and there's nothing worse. You know, I set it when if I'm using pork butts, I want to wrap them at a certain time and temperature. If you miss that, it impacts the quality of your product. And yeah. You know, it was the best we had with the Bluetooth, but this is going to be so much better.
Yeah, and it really is. And you know, we have done extensive testing. We've stuck it in pork butts. We've put those pork butts in aluminum pans and wrapped them in aluminum foil, and then put that in a 1/4-inch thick steel drum smoker, and then walked away from it with the gateway, and we've maintained connection. And it's just it does what everybody wants this product to do, and that's what's exciting about it.
So yeah. For the average guy out there, I think they're gonna just want to start off I'm saying average, I don't know if there is an average anymore, but if you don't have a good thermometer that's digital, the ThermoPen is still the go-to piece. I have the original one you guys sent me 10 years ago, and it still works like a champ, and it's amazing. And I think it's because of the way it's manufactured, but also your technology. And I know you're not necessarily involved with the manufacturing side. You're busy being the test kitchen guy and doing what chefs do. But the other thing I have that I really like that you guys sent me maybe 5 or 6 years ago is something called the Smoke. And people are going to see that on your website. Tell us about the Smoke. And it's, let's call it somewhat older approach, yet the effectiveness, because mine works great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. Like the one tool, if you only have one temperature tool, it's going to be the ThermoPen, because that can save you in every situation. But the Smoke really is fantastic. Smoke is a two-channel remote thermometer, so the probes themselves aren't wireless. They're wired to a base that sits outside your smoker, but then there's a receiver that you can carry around with you, and you can monitor your smoker temp as well as the meat temp, because you got two channels. It's a simple product. You can change the temperature on the unit with buttons that are physical.
Right, and that is nice for geezers like me.
That.
Yeah, for guys like me who are maybe not computer programmers, it's kind of nice to have a. some buttons. It's like having a volume button in your car and, you know, a knob.
Yeah.
Knob. We like
yeah.
knobs, right? Let's say all guys like knobs.
Right, yeah. Well, I love the things that, like, the app does, and I love, like, RFX has been super fun to cook with, because I've gotten to cook with it already a bunch of times.
So back
there
to
is something nice about the manual nature of the simplicity of just the buttons on a thing. It's really great too.
Right. But back to the Smoke. You have this receiver. It looks like a little, when you were a kid, you had a little walkie-talkie. It looks kind of like that. And you can wear it on your belt or put it in your living room or whatever. My question is, when you have, if you're using the original series Smoke and you're still selling them, what is the range from that sending unit to that receiver roughly?
I don't remember exactly on that, but I have it right here. 1 second.
And I think it's much further than what one might expect.
And that one works Bluetooth.
Well,
right?
No, I think
no,
that one's RF.
Bluetooth. That's a radio frequency.
That's RF.
Audio. It's not at the same power.
You don't need
as
any
other one.
You don't need Wi-Fi or anything to use this thing. It's just
going
to be like a
walkie-talkie. You're right. Yep.
And it's gonna. It's not. It's kind of simple, but it's very complex. You have two probes, so you can put one in your
product
butt,
mm-hmm.
and one in your brisket, or you can put one in the oven chamber and one in the meat chamber, you know, right. One in the meat. So you can monitor two separate things, and you can set the high-low limits on it.
And there's an alarm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can just leave it there as an indicator saying, hey, get up and go out and look at
right.
your smoker.
That's the one on the nightstand, because it'll beep at you, the alarm, and if you're within proximity or you've got it on you, then you understand when you've hit the temperature that you prescribed.
Yeah.
Well,
and so that has a transmission range of 300 feet line of sight.
Okay.
So if you're 100 feet from your smoker, especially if there's a window there, you're going to be fine. I used my smoke the other night to smoke a brisket, and I had it out in my driveway and on the other side of the house from my bedroom. And it woke me up in the middle of the night when my temperature dropped, because I'd run out of pellets in my smoker.
So I anticipated us running long with you because you just have so much cool stuff to say. We're going to take a break, and can you hang with us? And let's go into now, I know you have a feature on that smoke that we can talk about, the new series, but we'll be right back with Chef Martin. This is the Grillin' Guys.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, We can never get enough of the people at ThermalWorks, so we asked Chef Martin to stick by. So, Chef, welcome back to the show. We were in the middle of a conversation. Bob has got this your earlier technology a unit called the Smoke. I have one as well, and I think he's got one more or two more points he wants to make about that.
Yeah, I want, because you guys send out just lots of great sales and promos, and you have so many going on right now. I want to buy one of everything, but I see you have a device I can put on my Smoke. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so Smoke doesn't connect to the app because it's just connecting one-on-one with the receiver. But because we wanted people to have access to their data everywhere, we created the Smoke Gateway, and so it communicates on the same frequency as the receiver does with the Smoke. But it also connects to Wi-Fi. So now your smoke talks to the gateway, your gateway talks to your Wi-Fi, and that means you now have access to that data from your cook, once again,
on your phone.
Everywhere in Turkmenistan that has cell service.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you haven't figured it out, there's some really smart guys in Utah that really make a dumb guy in Michigan know how to cook.
I have a feeling Chef Martin sleeps at the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I fall asleep in the kitchen, but I don't. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
So, your new product is called what? The RX. I mean the
probe.
Your brand new state of the art cook set is called what?
It's called RFX Meat with RFX Gateway. It's part of the RFX series. There's actually more thermometers coming out in that series that will connect to the same gateway and use the same technology, but those thermometers will be meant for other things.
Okay. So you have RFX, which is the latest, greatest, but if you're a longtime user of ThermalWorks, like me and Jop, and have a smoke, you can upgrade that if you want to just keep your smoke with what?
It's a gateway.
With Smoke Gateway.
Smoke Gateway. Okay. Right. Yep. There's two great options. What other new products do you have?
You know, those are kind of the one that people haven't given as much attention to as needs the attention is something called Node. And Node is a thermometer just for your home for monitoring things. So you can set how often it transmits. It connects to your Wi-Fi. You can set how often it transmits and how often it takes a reading. And if you set that reading to, say, once a day, then you're going to have battery life that can last forever. If you set it to once an hour or every half hour, you're going to, you know, you better change the batteries a little bit more often. But you can put that in your fridge. You can put that in your freezer. You can put that in your gun safe. You can put it anywhere you want to know what the temperature. We also have a humidity version. That's the one that would go in the gun safe, maybe.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, you can monitor humidity and temperature constantly. And no matter where you are on your app, you can get notified if that goes out of spec.
Notified.
So, yeah.
If you've got a fridge full of meat, a freezer full of meat in your garage, and you're on vacation, you get a ping on your phone that your freezer has gone up to 48 degrees. Or whatever it is you set the thing to.
Been there.
Call your neighbor, call your brother-in-law, have him get over there, have him start eating the steaks. At least
Yeah, those steaks, they were shot. The pork ribs that you had in the bottom, well, I saved those, but the steaks are gone. I'm sorry. They were thawed already, right? Yeah, yeah. I know that guy.
There's some liver in the bottom still. But, right, you know,
always.
Oh, you just struck a chord. The last time I bought a quarter cow with Bob, I got the whole cow's liver in my section.
He's such a crybaby.
Yeah, right. They all enjoyed the burger that I didn't get, and I had my dog liked the liver.
He's still harping on that. Fake news.
His dog's hair is so shiny.
Yes, it is.
So Node is, it's a money-saving device that lets you keep track of things, right? Like you put that anywhere, and you have the peace of mind that that thing is being monitored all the time. And you don't have to go out to the garage and check it. Like, I have one that I've kept all summer just on my front porch in the shade, because I never know what temperature it's going to be like today and how cold did it get last night, how hot did it get last night.
You know, no, you just wanted to brag to all your buddies that weren't living in Utah going, you know what, it's 90 degrees in the shade here. And just look.
It is 90 degrees in the shade here yesterday. It was a hot day yesterday. But so, like, you know, and then I can go in and I can look at the graph of the data since I started the session. I've got, you know, 2 weeks of data on here. And I can see that yesterday, like, that my high was, one second, let's find the coolest one. My high was 92 degrees there in the shade. And last night it got down to 52 degrees.
Wow.
So we're having some wide temperature swings. And I know that because I'm monitoring data.
So what does the Node sell for?
Node sells for, you know, I got the employee discount. Let me look at what the actual price is.
Use this and tell us how it works, discount.
Is it under 200 bucks?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. I'm thinking for the gun safe, that's an insurance policy.
Yeah, right.
Especially if you have a lot of nice guns.
Humidity.
Boy, I'll tell
you. Big time.
Yeah, big deal.
Yep.
If you get the one that has the humidity on it is ambient plus humidity, is $129.
Well, there you go. Awesome.
Wow.
Great insurance policy.
Yes.
Yeah, especially if you're a snowbird and you're listening. You know, you're in the south part of the year and up here part of the year.
Great point. Great point. And you know, here's what I love about this company, amongst, you know, just making me look better with accurate readings.
Right.
But we all know grilling guys, and we all have birthday lists, and we all have trouble when you've got friends that seem to have everything. You can go to ThermalWorks, and you can find something that they probably don't have that they're going to absolutely love, and then you're going to look really good, and they're going to know you really thought about them instead of like, oh, a shirt, great.
Yep. Yeah.
There's just great gifts, in other words. So you go to thegrillingguys.com and you look on the right side of our page. It's thegrillingguys.com. Right side of the page, you'll see all our sponsors. Okay. Look for ThermalWorks, click on the link, and you're going to come to the page that has all their current specials, and you can just click on anything you want and make your purchase. It's too easy. It's awesome.
And I'm going to tell you that We've got one of most everything that you have put out over the years. Anxious to get this new probes and give you our actual after we've used it opinion. I'm sure it's going to be great.
That's
everything
gonna be fun.
Everything I've ever received is a great toy. And I tell all my friends about it too, yep. And that's the thing. And many of them are your customers now as well. So it's just a pleasure to talk to you, Martin. And it's just so good to know that you guys are constantly improving and developing new products that make our job on the grill just that much easier.
And here's the part that I've taken advantage of at Christmas.
Because
all my kids. My sons, my son-in-laws, my daughters, everybody cooks in my house, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's so easy, even if you just grab like the basic thermopen, which are down to like $49 on special right now, they're competing in price with the Maverick, which is made offshore.
Right.
So you can get this beautiful, like I said, mine's 10 years old, still works. You can get them a really nice gift, and they're going to discover what a one-second read is like.
Right.
The difference it makes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I don't care if you're roasting tomatoes like I was the other day, or if you're throwing some elk rumps in there, it's going to work beautifully.
Were you doing that the other day?
I'd love some elk. I don't have any. I bet Martin does, though.
I've got friends around that do. I don't have an elk in the freezer.
Right. Yeah.
it's funny. First off, we really appreciate the support from you guys. And, we love when people talk about these things with other people, and that's where so much of our growth comes from is because we're a company, we're making products that people want to talk about. And it's funny because no one thinks they want to talk about thermometers, and no one thinks they want a thermometer for Christmas.
So, Martin, it's a hot topic. We get it. Yeah. We're out of time. We got to wrap this up. Thanks so much for getting up so early in the morning and talking with the grilling guys. We appreciate you as much, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
I look forward to it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Chef Martin Earle from ThermoWorks. We held him over for another segment, but it's just an interesting topic, and I hope we didn't bore you with that. But at the end of the day, this is the number one tool that you want
technology.
In your barbecue kit.
Yep, it's good technology. It's easy to use.
Right. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood.
See ya.